With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Newly sworn in Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen says he's committed to protecting all Americans.
I don't care what color your state is. I don't care if you're red or you're blue. At the end of the day, my job is to be Secretary of Homeland and to protect everybody the same. And we will do that.
He replaces the fired Kristi Noem. Meanwhile, travel disruptions deepened as senators are racing to salvage a proposal to end the Homeland Security shutdown. Democrats have refused to fund the Department of Homeland Security unless it made changes to its immigration and deportation operations. But unpaid Transportation Security Administration workers are failing to show up for shifts, and at least 458 have quit altogether. The state of Minnesota files an unprecedented lawsuit against the Departments of Justice and Homeland Security, alleging a lack of cooperation over shootings in Minneapolis.
Minnesota officials are suing the Trump administration, accusing agencies of withholding evidence related to three shootings by federal officers.
The killing of Renee Good, the shooting of Julio Sosa Solis, and the killing of Alex Preti.
Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty says the lawsuit filed in Washington, D.C. is necessary to their investigation.
The federal government has adopted a policy of categorically withholding evidence from us related to shootings involving federal agents during Operation Metro Surge.
I'm Jennifer King.
More American troops are preparing to head to the Middle East. That's according to a person with knowledge of the plans who spoke Tuesday to the Associated Press. The troops are from the 82nd Airborne Division and will be sent in the coming days. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 84 points. The NASDAQ dropped 184. The S&P lower by 24. This is SRN News. Maine will vote on transgenderism, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
A ballot initiative going before the people in November will allow them to keep boys from playing on girls' sports teams and keep them out of female bathrooms and locker rooms. The group Protect Girls Sports in Maine has gathered the necessary signatures to put the measure on the ballot. PGSM says, quote, males are taking away female trophies and invading female safe spaces. This is not a faraway concept. It is happening right here in Maine. Michael Harrington reporting.
The board that oversees Alabama libraries has decided that all branches have until the end of September to comply with a new rule forbidding books with transgender characters and topics from being kept in children's and teen sections. Parents in the state are demanding that the public libraries remove all books promoting the LGBT agenda from places where small children and impressionable adolescents might find them. SRN News. Stocks gave back some of its gains from the day before.
While crude oil prices rose again, the S&P 500 fell 0.4% Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dipped 84 points. That's about 0.2%. The NASDAQ Composite fell 0.8%. Oil prices clawed back some of the ground they lost on Monday. That helped send energy stocks higher. ExxonMobil rose 2.6%. Treasury yields climbed in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note rose to 4.39%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Newly released court records indicate the Justice Department's investigation of a $2.5 billion renovation project at the Federal Reserve did not find any evidence of a crime before a judge quashed government subpoenas, dealing a severe blow to the probe. More details available at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.